Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what the fearful avoidance idea is of a perfect relationship. So keep in mind, this is not necessarily what an exactly healthy relationship is or a secure relationship would look like. And neither will be the next parts of these series with anxious preoccupied, with dismissive avoidant. But I'm going to give context for you as the FA listening to this and where there's a necessity to update sort of like some of the ideas that you might have or expectations you might subconsciously carry and what might be a healthier version of these things. I will give you a little bit of feedback about this. It's also always nice to know as a partner or a loved one of an FA, like some of what's happening in their subconscious mind at this root level as well. This is something that was requested a lot from me. I just want to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the Personal Development School and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. So the idea of a perfect relationship for an FA is, number one, fearful avoidants tend to want a lot of passion and depth in their relationships. Now, this is for a couple key reasons. Passion, there's usually a subconscious comfort zone for what our earliest associations of love are. And passion in a way can be a little bit chaotic. And that can be a bit of an association made in the subconscious mind of a child when they have this like chaotic relationship. They're on the roller coaster with their caregiver. So sometimes the caregiver is really loving and present and available, and other times maybe they are struggling with substance abuse or alcoholism, or they're busy fighting with the other parent, or there's lots of chaos in the home, or whatever it might be. So what often will take place is we try to mirror those patterns in our adult relationships. And while it's really important to have a certain degree of like deep connection and care and excitement and chemistry, a relationship is not supposed to always be at this high level, nor is it always supposed to be up and down the roller coaster and the hills. Our nervous system can't take that for a very long period of time, you know, for decades, for example. Like that's how we get into chaos, stay in chaos. And then parts of our, you know, always being on, always being in like sympathetic mode and at the highs and the lows, some of that can be really challenging long term. And it definitely does not get you into the stability, commitment, and then finally the bliss phase of the relationship, which is sort of the ultimate goal. So that's number one. Number two, depth. Really good. I think it's really great no matter what attachment style you are to have depth in your relationship. We want to know people's internal reality, not the image we have of them in our mind. And we have to come to know that by asking deep questions, talking about our wounds and our fears and sharing our needs and our boundaries and having the tough conversations from time to time. And that's how we go from infatuation to really true love, because we start loving somebody when we really truly understand who they are behind you know, the image that we've often created of them in the dating and the honeymoon phases of the relationship. So very important, very healthy. But the interesting thing here is that the depth is often linked to survival for fearful avoidance. So usually if they could read and understand everything that was going on in their caregiver's life, it made them feel safe. And at a time when we were totally dependent on our caregivers for survival, it usually was linked to survival to a certain degree. The subconscious mind often builds in those subconscious associations. And so the depth might feel like it's such a necessity and such an important thing, because a deep, deep part of your subconscious is often using that to fill sort of the cup of like, okay, I'm safe. I can predict things. I can understand things. I have some certainty. I have some consistency when I really, truly, deeply know somebody. So there's a lot of tremendous and really beautiful, powerful benefits that come from this, but our relationship to it at the deepest subconscious level can often maybe have a positive outcome if we readjust that relationship just a little bit, where we're not always expecting everything to be the deepest, best conversation all the time, because there's sort of inherent pressure that comes with that as well. Transparency, right? Linked to the exact same things. FAs naturally expect transparency. They really don't like a lack of transparency. It sort of drives an FA a little bit nuts a lot of the time, again, because your attachment strategy wasn't like, oh, clearly my emotional needs aren't being met, so I will self-soothe, or clearly I must always depend on other people I can and I feel safe to, and I can connect through them and soothe through them. There wasn't this like cause and effect. And so a lot of like your attachment strategy would literally be, I need to know everything, and then I can figure out how to react and respond. And that's where some of that hypervigilance comes in, those sorts of things as well. A lot of FA patterns as well have this idea that because you're really good at understanding somebody's micro expressions and body language and putting meaning to things and catching everything, a lot of your subconscious expectations are that because you can mind read, other people should be able to mind read your needs too. And I don't actually mean mind read. The term is a cognitive distortion. It's this idea that we can, and sometimes FAs are really good at actually figuring stuff out and like really reading between the lines and often effective at it. But that doesn't mean we're going to be 100% correct. And it's not a good crutch to rely on in a relationship. What is a better alternative is to have the conversations if we have concerns or questions about something, instead of jumping to conclusions, which the FA mind can often do. And then, you know, we want to make sure that we're A, not doing that, which is another component of FA's perfect relationship. And we want to make sure we're not expecting that from somebody else. And often FAs will be so good at like mind reading and meeting somebody else's needs. And then when somebody doesn't meet your needs, it can feel really painful, because it can feel like such an imbalance, such a like juxtaposition of like where both parties are at. But that doesn't represent the amount of care somebody has for you necessarily. It can be the amount of ability a person has to read between the lines. And you won't really see the answer to that and really know how much care somebody has until you communicate your needs, until you advocate for yourself, and then see how much the other person is willing to show up and respond when they have the clarity to know how and what it is that you need. Absolute trust is another important one. And sometimes FAs will be like, if one little tiny piece of trust is broken, I have to run away from the whole relationship because I can't trust anything. And again, that can kind of come from a wounded place. So that's an important, you know, it doesn't mean that we put up with stuff in a relationship either, but you know, if somebody like white lies about like that they love your dress and they really only liked it a little, you know, something like that, then, you know, we might want to have these conversations and work to better understand things, because like it or not, a lot of little challenges will come up like that, even in two securely attached person relationships. And it doesn't mean that somebody is breaking all this terrible trust. And we should definitely have like very, very strong, high moral standards for what we allow in a relationship and what we bring in. But we don't want to do the all or nothing thinking where we go, this one tiny thing happened here and that means everything, you know, that's a wrap on everything now. So important to recognize. A big part of the fearful avoidant subconscious comfort zone is to expect to love very passionately, but fight very passionately. Volatility is sometimes registered as love or chemistry or connection in the subconscious mind of an FA. That is so important to work through, because almost every other attachment style does not have that same perspective. And so that can be really, really painful and detrimental to relationship dynamics. What's really important as well is that the FA, another subconscious expectation of the FA and the perfect relationship, is that you will know when I need to withdraw and you will understand, and you'll know to give me the perfect amount of time I need. And then you'll know when to come back and give me physical affection after a fight and give me a hug and be loving and kind. And not everybody has that awareness of you and what you need. And not everybody has that same response post-argument. Some people really need space to recover for a little bit longer after an argument, even securely attached people, more so than FAs if they lean anxious, because often then the fear of abandonment sort of kicks in and creates more activating strategies. And obviously DAs are much more slow to warm up. And so we want to not personalize those actions in a really big way, but have deeper conversations about them, create compromises around disconnects like that. And that way we have healthier ways of approaching all of this. So I hope that all makes sense. Stay tuned for the next part of the series where we'll talk about the idea of a perfect relationship for DAs and AAs. And thank you so much for being here and for being a part of this community. Please like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next video.